We are approaching Pentecost, and I thought it would be very appropriate that we kind of lead up to and give ourselves some spiritual information about Pentecost and what it means. So our New Testament scripture this week is out of Acts chapter 1, verses 6 through 14. But I want to start with the very first verse of Acts chapter 1, verse 1. Dear Theophilus, in my first book I told you about everything Jesus began to do and teach until the day he ascended to heaven after giving his chosen apostles further instructions from the Holy Spirit. Well, actually I included verse 2 also. But this is the subtitle, The Ascension of Jesus. Hear God's Word, New Living Translation. When the apostles were with Jesus, they kept asking him, Lord, are you going to free Israel now and restore our kingdom? Verse 7, Red Letter Edition. The Father sets those dates, he replied, and they are not for you to know. But when the Holy Spirit has come upon you, you will receive power and will tell people about me everywhere, in Jerusalem, throughout Judea, in Samaria, and to the ends of the earth. It was not long after he said this that he was taken up into the sky while they were watching, and he disappeared into a cloud. As they were straining their eyes to see him, two white-robed men suddenly stood there among them. They said, Men of Galilee, why are you standing here staring at the sky? Jesus has been taken away from you into heaven. And someday, just as you saw him go, he will return. Subtitle for verse 12 through 14 is when Matthias replaced Judas as a disciple. Now the apostles were at the Mount of Olives when this happened, so they walked a half a mile back to Jerusalem. Then they were upstairs in a room of a house where they were staying. And here's the list of those who were present. Peter, John, James, Andrew, Philip, Thomas, Bartholomew, Matthew, James, son of Alphaeus, Simon the Zealot, and Judas, the son of James. They all met together continually for prayer, along with Mary, the mother of Jesus, and several other women, and the brothers of Jesus. May God add his blessings to the reading, the hearing, and the understanding of his holy and precious word. Have a blessed day.